The conversation about another round of Market Facilitation Program payments, MFP, not going away, despite the fact that Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has indicated to members of Congress, as well as to the National Farmers Union and to Commodity Classic as well, that there's very little chance, he believes, that an MFP third round will happen here in 2020. He believes still that trade will happen, that will produce the boost in prices that most agricultural producers are looking for. But all the craziness surrounding the markets, including this latest craziness regarding the coronavirus, as well as the crash in oil prices, making farmers very nervous about where we are with agricultural prices and the need potentially for some more help. One Texas farmer yesterday talked before a House Ag Subcommittee on trade, and he indicated that we're going to need a third year of MFP payments. Matt Huey is a cotton and sorghum producer from down in South Texas. He says most farmers I know are optimistic about the Phase 1 agreement, meaning the deal with China. But I respectfully submit that absent a very significant turnaround in the next couple of months, an MFP 3 will be absolutely essential if farmers are to hang on. Huey saying that farmers are hanging on President Trump's words right now. The president's pledge to producers to continue to provide aid until the trade deals work as promised is viewed as a lifeline to thousands of farmers and ranchers. Huey says he wants to be optimistic, but his skepticism is real. He says the simple fact is macroeconomics are telling us to quit. Huey is one of several farmers who testified before House Ag Subcommittee yesterday, and lots of talk, most certainly, about the need for more help, more trade aid. MFP 3 may well be something that farmers will demand between now and Election Day. And that's what we're seeing today from the middle of the heartland. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.